This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This hour of the Greg Hill Morning Show brought to you by East Coast Metal Roofing.
Phil Collins, Ken, has issued a cease and desist to the president of the United States when it comes to using that song. And I believe it's because he feels like it is inappropriate in light of the COVID. I don't know how the two relate to each other unless, well, I guess we have learned that COVID is only in the air at night.
Correct.
after 9 p.m. And when it comes to curfews, is that what it's all about?
So, two things. A, Phil Collins does not support President Trump, and playing the song is kind of like some kind of unauthorized indication that he does.
Yeah.
And then the letter that the attorney sent the cease and desist said, "We have now learned the Trump campaign has continued its improper use of In the Air Tonight. Most recently, the Trump campaign used that work during an Iowa campaign rally on October 14th. Blah, 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 yada, yada. It was particularly inappropriate since it was apparently intended as a satirical reference to COVID-19. That reference was made at a time when Iowa was suffering from an acceleration of COVID-19 infection.
Uh-huh.
Mr. Collins does not condone the apparent trivialization of COVID-19.
Oh, I see. All right.
Good job, Phil.
Triggered.
Yep. Nice work, Phil.
Phil Collins triggered.
See you later.
It's a great song, too.
He completely forgot about the fact that his ex-wife is living in a house that he pays for with her new husband that she married secretly.
He's focused. Ad hominem attack. That's a spin by you.
Really not necessary. Right.
Perfect initials for him. PC.
Who's Trump got left as far as musicians? He's down to Smash Mouth. Everybody else is cease and desist.
Yeah, we've got Springsteen.
I bet he could get Kid Rock, though.
No, he's got the country. Yeah, he's got Kid Rock.
Yeah, he got Kid Rock.
Who's calling it a career? Kid
Scott
Rock.
Scott Baio.
He's got the country artists. He's got a lot of country artists.
So Ice Cube, I guess.
He's got a lot of the rappers.
Yeah, he's got Ice Cube and 50 are kind of up in the air right now.
No. There's a rapper yesterday, Wiggy, Lil Pump.
Yeah, Lil Pump.
Who endorsed the...
Say it one more time.
Please,
hold on. Lil Pump for Trump. That's how you say that. Yeah. He's for Trump 105.
Yeah.
So,
Lil Pump.
God. Lil Pump.
Lil
so
Pump.
Yeah. He endorsed...
He looks like Teriyaki 69.
Yeah, he does. Lil Pump.
Yeah.
All right. Speaking of little bumps, by the way, I want to get back to this for a second because I'm laughing. You mentioned Emily Ratajkowski, or Wiggy mentioned her being pregnant earlier.
Yeah.
And I'm laughing because I was scrolling through Facebook during the commercial break, and I'd seen like 3 complaints from women that I know, like, oh, yeah, this is great. Emily Ratajkowski, basically, and it was the same thing that it echoed what I said earlier about, like, that's me after pizza, but it's like her 7 months pregnant.
Yeah.
And women are like, it's really frustrating that everyone tries to make you feel so good when you're pregnant, and like I blew up like a tick, but Emily Ratajkowski is like the picture of
hell.
Like it looks like she's wearing a fake bump.
I mean, I don't think she would post a nude pregnancy photo if she didn't look fantastic.
But you know, women everywhere are frustrated.
So
by
what
that.
The issue is that she doesn't look like she gained that much weight.
She's got the bump. That's it. It's like
she had a little bit of beer.
Everyone's got those friends that when they were pregnant, the entire time they were pregnant, you could walk up behind them and not know that they were pregnant until they turned around and swung the bump your way.
Yeah.
She looks like her baby's going to weigh 6 ounces.
Well, basically,
She's the most beautiful woman in the world. I mean, what would you expect?
She doesn't do it for me.
Not really my speed. No.
She's perfect in
not
every,
my lane.
Perfect in every way.
Oh, she's all right.
And congratulations.
She's just jealous.
Congratulations.
Listen to Danielle's so catty. What a jealous bitch.
I don't think she's the most attractive woman I've ever seen.
I understand. What you're saying is that somebody like her, supermodel, looks great when she's pregnant and maybe looks better or whatever, and it can be depressing. I understand. I can understand that.
Women everywhere are echoing. They're like, what is this?
All right, we got to get to quarantine 311.
When you see neighbors not practicing social distancing or gathering in groups of 10 or more, it's time to call quarantine 311.
Well, big weekend coming with Halloween, out of control, rogue house parties all over South Boston. Wait till we look Monday and see the complaints that are made. And I'm guessing that a lot of them are going to go to 911, not 311 over the weekend, right?
Yes.
Right. So
we asked you can call 911.
Mm-hmm. So time now to take a quick look at some of the complaints that Boston neighbors made this past week to 311 over other neighbors who are not following the guidance.
We begin on West Broadway in South Boston. This one, like most of my favorites, has a photo of three young girls sitting next to each other at a restaurant.
At a restaurant.
Nice.
There's just a photo of them sitting next to each other at a restaurant.
Narked.
Okay. All right.
Loco Bar still not complying with COVID requirements.
Yes.
As you can see, people inside gathering, not social distancing, more than 8 people at a table, no masks, all caps, outside in line smoking. Inspect them during busy hours after 7 p.m. Mm. This is why numbers are rising in Boston.
Yeah.
Please address this. Thank you.
All right.
Get drunk before everything closes.
By the way, do you like the espresso martinis?
Yeah.
Loco has the frozen version, which is fantastic.
Really?
Yes.
Is that like
Sounds like a chocolate with booze. I like espresso
martinis. Kind of. You could say that. Okay. Go ahead. Sorry, Curtis.
We're heading to Brighton. BC students having party with loud music. Multiple students arriving to this house without face masks and not practicing social distancing.
Uh-huh.
Some students who live at this address have already had confirmed cases of COVID-19.
Where are they getting that from?
This is why infections are on the rise in this state. And
now my favorite
addendum to this,
it
used to be open or closed, and thank you for posting this here. It now has... Thank you for contacting Boston 311. This matter, though, needs to be brought to the attention of the police. Please send future requests to 911.
Wait, that's what they're responding with now on 311?
Oh, my Lord.
Wow. Okay. All right.
We're going to head to Southie.
Mm-hmm.
Huge crowds in and outside Lincoln Tavern. No social distancing. Why isn't the city dealing with this in the South Boston or Seaport? What in the hell?
What in the hell indeed?
That's called Sunday Fun Day.
Mm-hmm. We're heading to the underground dog park.
Wait.
I don't know where this is. Young people gathering at underground parking at Ink Block with no social distancing and loud music during upswing in pandemic infection rate.
Oh,
we are now
at
12 cases per 100,000. This happens every Friday night. Where is law enforcement?
So wait, they're having a private, like, dog park underground party at the parking structure under the Ink Block building adjacent to the Pike?
I guess.
Maybe where, the old Herald building was?
Maybe.
Oh, my Lord. This is what these, Wiggy, the yuppies, they're out of control.
That's what it is, man. They move into the city and they complain.
This uptick in cases.
We're going to Mattapan.
Okay.
Large, parentheses, 30-plus people party in the backyard with a bounce house and extremely loud music for several hours.
Oh, not a bounce house.
Nope.
Yes.
It's probably a rogue kid's birthday party that's going on over there. Shut it down.
No masks or social distancing and total disregard for neighbors by playing music so loud and allowing people to keep yelling.
Mm.
Oh, my God. It's amazing to me. All right, we're going to go back to B.C., at Radnor Road. This is a party house. This was the picture. Full of BC students. Party every weekend. Students filing in and out with no masks or social distancing. BC needs to suspend them and send them home ASAP.
Yep.
Pool parties, birthday parties, holiday parties, 4th of July parties.
Yeah. Shut them down. Mm-hmm. No parties. Mm-hmm. No parties.
We're going to Dorchester Street. Loud gathering of yuppies.
Yes.
There we go.
All right.
Obnoxious. Not wearing masks or social distancing. Yelling, woo! High-pitched voices all day. Mm-hmm.
That's what they do.
Probably what they do. Probably daring to celebrate something like somebody's promotion or something like that. Mm-hmm. How dare they? How dare they? All right.
We got two complaints about gyms. I think these are from people that are unhappy with how they look.
Okay.
Okay.
We're going to North Street. North End Fitness, not wearing masks, not social distancing, working out on the sidewalk without masks, so pedestrians are forced into the street.
Okay.
Already called 911.
Already called 911.
The heavier the breathing, the more risk.
Yeah, okay. All right.
We'll end with this one. Causeway Street, residential. Boxing gym holding a 5 p.m. class with members not wearing masks or social distancing, punching one another. Droplets are everywhere.
Oh, God.
Oh, there's droplets everywhere. Oh, my God. Oh, the humanity.
Speaking moistly.
Moistly.
All right.
Oh, if you get hit, you're going to get some droplets getting into the air.
I hope that's not the place that you go trying to hang out with Cam Newton. I hope that's not the gym that you're
going to. Everybody COVIDs.
Yeah, we don't hit each other.
Okay. All right. Well,
it's Greg's kind of place, by the way.
That is, yeah.
Everybody fights without hitting each other. Yes. Perfect.
That is quarantine 311, and get ready for it this weekend. I would imagine that there are going to be rogue Halloween parties at Free Random.
All over the place. 911s will be lit up.
Yeah, because there's no way when it comes to those who like to dress up and love to dress up for Halloween that they're not going to dress up and go to a party this week. There's no way.
And they have pandemic fatigue, so they're not going to stay home.
This is a perfect weekend to commit a crime to. Because police will be too busy worried about shutting down house parties while the real criminals are doing their dirty work.
All right. Coming up in just a little bit, Wiggy has found, I guess, a way that Bill Belichick can stick it to Tom Brady. So we will get to that coming up. But right now, here is Ken and what is trending.
Julian Edelman joins the Greg Hill Show this Friday. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
And don't miss Keyshawn Johnson with Dale and Keith, 11 a.m. this morning. Bill Belichick met the press virtually, digitally, 8:45 this morning. He was asked the question of the day, Cam Newton and COVID. Does Cam have some COVID symptoms lingering? Here's what Belichick said.
Also wanted to ask you a quick question about Cam Newton. It's been hard not to notice that his play has slipped ever since he came down with the virus and he's returned from it. Is there any concern that maybe he still is not completely recovered from the virus or still showing some effects of it or anything like that?
No, I don't think so. I don't think there's any... I mean, we would list that on the injury report if there was, but I don't think he's had any symptoms the whole way.
No symptoms.
Was that Volan?
That was Volan.
He is begging for there to be some kind of a COVID effect on Cam Newton. He is supreme COVID bro of the East Coast, Volan.
But a good question. We're talking about it on
Well, Wiggy suggested, if you missed the earlier part of the program, Wiggy suggested that there's an explanation for Cam Newton's play on Sunday, and it is based in medical science, and that is that he is dealing with COVID brain fog. And so that, studies have shown that when it comes to those who get the virus, they can lose 8.5 points when it comes to their IQ.
Right.
And
decision-making.
Decision-making is affected, and they are essentially in a COVID fog for an extended period of time. So it's a new low for Wiggy, but that is his explanation
That's
for what happened
science
to his
tells me, Greg.
To
it's
his
not
guy.
A low.
That's his explanation for what happened to his guy this past Sunday.
Patriots get ready for the Bills starting on field tomorrow. Maybe more concerning, Patriots are missing two of their top seven offensive linemen, Joe Tooney and Justin Heron. The line coach, Cole Popovich, was quoted today as saying, honestly, I'm not sure who we're going to have. So that doesn't bode well for the O-line coming up this weekend. Week 7 wrapped up last night. Rams beat the Bears 24-10. Did you catch this viral video now of the Tabasco sauce in the eye from
Mike
Nolan?
Oh, my God.
No.
I saw that this morning. Awful.
The Cowboys defensive coordinator is talking on Zoom, and he goes for the eye, and this is the outcome.
Obviously, the frustration for him as well is just, you know, look, when he misses them, nobody, whoops, excuse me, I got something in my eye. Just had some Tabasco on my finger, and it went in my eye. That wasn't good. Oh, it's terrible. Jeez, I'm sorry.
Hang on, guys. I'll be right back.
Give me 1 second.
What was he eating Tabasco on the eggs or something like that?
It must have been.
Having a show the food.
Having a burrito or something, or some nachos.
Breakfast burrito.
Yeah.
Delicious.
Big Game 6 World Series tonight. Greg, will you be watching? 808 first pitch. Blake Snell for Tampa.
Snell. Not available to watch this evening. I'll tune in tomorrow morning, though, to hear the result with Ken Laird.
Okay. Red Sox may be parting ways with Martin Perez, their starter. Club option, and he's not heard anything. They have not been talking to him. That decision needs to come 3 days after the World Series. That's what's trending on the Greg Hill Morning Show.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Back to the Greg Hill Show on Sports Radio WEEI.
Trading deadline, Bill, is a week from tomorrow, I believe, at 4 o'clock, if I'm getting that right. What are you guys doing right now behind the scenes with Nick to kind of get ready for that? And does your position change in any way in trading based on where your team is at this point?
Yeah, we just finished up the San Francisco game today, so, you know, that's something that Nick and I, you know, we just check in on the personnel, you know, Tuesday in terms of planning for the week and, you know, the coming game and, you know, whatever else happens to be going on. So, you know, I'm sure we'll get together and do that this week, like kind of like we do every week this time. So, but, you know, at this point right now, we just finished the San Francisco game. Obviously, there's a lot of things to work on and talk about there, and I'll talk to him and get, you know, whatever updates he has relative to practice squad players, workouts, if the team's called about a player that's available, or, you know, whatever the case might be. There are always things to talk about, but we kind of do that on a scheduled basis unless something, you know, comes up that needs, you know, immediate attention. Yeah, so we'll see. I don't know. I don't know the answer to that.
Bill Belichick with OMF here at the station yesterday afternoon. And Wiggy, would you be shocked if Bill Belichick stands pat and does nothing before next week?
I would. I would definitely be shocked. But I have the perfect way for Bill to stick it to Brady and help his team in return.
Go ahead.
You want this trade scenario?
Mm-hmm.
Ideal. Mm-hmm. Pick up the phone, call Sean Payton. Do a player-for-player trade. We'll send you Stephon Gilmore because the New Orleans Saints, they're like 17th in the league when it comes to pass defense.
Okay.
You send us Michael Thomas,
mm-hmm.
who hasn't played since week one,
mm-hmm.
has this mysterious hamstring issue,
uh-huh.
had some issues where he was suspended by the team. Perfect way to not only bolster the New Orleans Saints, who are in the same division,
mm-hmm.
as the Tampa Bay Bucks,
what
better way to stick it to Brady to make mm-hmm. the Saints' pass defense better and make your offense better than to do a player for player, Gilmore for Michael Thomas? Your win-win for Belichick.
And you would suggest that is among the things that Bill Belichick is focusing on is how to stick it to Tom Brady.
Yes, and not only will we give you Gilmore because he only has a year left, we'll throw a draft pick in just to sweeten the pot because Michael Thomas has 3 years left on his contract.
Here is Mark from Boston. What's up, Mark?
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's going on?
Hey, I was wondering why this offseason Bill didn't address our obvious weakness from the year before at the receiver position, at the tight end position. Like, a lot of people wanted to blame Brady last year, which I didn't. I felt like it was the offense around him. That's how I felt. And we had guys like Josh Gordon, Philip Dorsett, Sanu. We went out and got Antonio Brown. Obviously, that didn't work out.
Right.
But now you don't have any of those guys. Now you just got Myers and Gunner and Bird. And how is Cam supposed to work with that?
Yeah.
And we didn't upgrade the tight end position. We got worse. And we got worse at the receiver position. We got worse at the tight end position.
I don't know. I think it's a great question. I don't know why he didn't. Wiggy always says it's ego. That he thinks he thinks he can coach anybody up. I don't know if it.
But
I mean,
normally Bill addresses the weaknesses in the offseason. Obviously, hey, that was an issue. You thought he would have brought somebody in. Like, Bird isn't he doesn't help out. Like, I don't understand why we didn't.
You know, unless he is looking at this, as I said yesterday, that as a throwaway season because of COVID and because, I mean, I don't know.
Why did he do it last year? That would be the question I would ask. He did it last year. He went and got Antonio Brown.
Right.
Yeah. Then he traded for Mohamed Sanu. He knew there was issues at that position last year. So you would think you didn't really do anything this year and you're still having issues, you'd be an active person doing it again.
It's his drafting. It's not that he didn't think there was an issue. He used a first-round pick for the first time on a wide receiver last year in N'Keal Harry, and it just hasn't panned out. DK Metcalf.
Okay, but that doesn't answer why he didn't off-season-wise address the position, Curtis.
Well, he may have thought that N'Keal Harry was going to just take some time and that he'd be better without Brady. Brady had tuned him out. I mean, Belichick was telling that to Jeff Howe and others to get the message out there that the reason that he didn't play well was because Brady didn't help the young receivers get on board.
Speaking of receivers, Emmanuel Sanders, your guy in New Orleans, Wiggy, that was a guy they could have got. Two years, $16 million, 26 catches. That would look awful nice in this group right now.
Even tight ends like Jacob Hollister, who was released, he's playing well for the Seahawks.
Right.
Here's a text that says the answer is because Bill wanted to show that he could win with the same receivers and without Tom Brady.
I mean, I'm as crazy of a Bill hater as there is, but there is no way he wanted to hurt his team this year without Brady.
Right. No. But you got to ask the question, well, if you did it last year with Brady, why are you not doing it? And I understand, okay, maybe you're looking for N'Keal Harry to take that next step, but even then you still got to say, okay, we still want to add some pieces to this receiving core. When you look at what you did last year, you go, okay, that must be Bill's thought process. We'll add some pieces. Maybe we'll wait to see what guys get cut during training camp, and we'll try to pick up a few guys. They did it with Demaryius. Was it Demaryius Thomas?
Yep.
Yeah, they did it with Demaryius Thomas. So you would – I would even be happy for Dez Bryant right now.
Oh, my God.
And what about Antonio Brown? The numbers on his deal just came out. Max, he can make this year with Tampa, $2.5 million. You're telling me if you hadn't offered him a little bit more, he wouldn't have came back here to New England?
But that's a Bob Kraft thing.
I don't think. Yeah, it's probably both ways, though. I mean, I don't think Antonio Brown was coming back here.
Mm-mm. You don't? Wait,
no, I don't think so. I think it was partly on Mr. Kraft, but I also think that he feels like the Patriots didn't stick with him. He's that kind of guy. He's like a grudge carrier.
See, I think he likes Bill, and I think he feels like Bill was willing to stick with him, but Bill was like, listen, this is over my head with Robert. Because when he got released, he instantly went to social media and gave Bill Belichick and Tom Brady like praises for, you know, everything that...
Why would Antonio Brown want to play for Cam Newton when he can play for Tom Brady?
Well, I mean, that...
$5 million.
Yeah, that would be depending on how much money you're going to give him. So if you're going to give him more money, I'm with Ken. He probably signs with the Patriots.
732 texter says this is actually brilliant on Wiggy's part when it comes to doing this deal.
I think it's a great deal.
Brilliant.
They have decent
corners.
Except
for the part about the defense struggling and making your defense worse by getting rid of Gilmore. But other than that part...
Yeah, but
it's being called brilliant.
But where is everybody tell me that they're I don't want to say good, but where are they solid? And that's at the cornerback position. It seems like they have a lot of depth there with J.C. Jackson, Jonathan Jones. So, yeah, you're going to take a step back and your defense is not going to be as good. Mm-hmm. But your offense is putrid. And if you get the best wide receiver in the league in Michael Thomas, that's going to make things a lot easier for them offensively.
Wiggy, double or nothing on dinner. That the Patriots do not, I say the Patriots will do nothing to improve the team between now and the deadline.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you on that one. I can't believe
that he's not going to do something, Curtis.
No.
So weak.
How can he look at that and say he doesn't have to do anything?
Because
ego aside,
Bob Kraft and the Patriots organization are losing the second most at the gate in the whole NFL this year.
All right.
The salary cap is going to go down next year.
They need to say that then. They need to say it's a money thing.
We need to hear from Bob Kraft. I mean,
something.
You need to have once. It can be with Steve Burton or Dan Roach. It doesn't have to be, you know, hard balls. I know you would ask him all the easy questions if he wants to come on here.
We're happy to have the Hillman down at Patriot Place. You've been with us since the beginning.
Bob Kraft spent the entire offseason working with Jeff Benedict on a book that makes him look as good as possible, so he's all for doing things in the media when it suits him. But the leader of this organization needs to be out there answering a couple questions this year.
October 22nd, 2019, the New England Patriots traded for wide receiver Mohamed Sanu. Right?
Okay.
And that was several weeks. that was
this day in history.
Oh, thank you.
No. But the point I'm trying to make is that was...
Celebrity birthdays, Ken, up next.
Yes?
That was several weeks
before... We are 1,000 days from the snowball.
Mercury is in retrograde.
Only until the election.
You're laughing at it. It was several weeks before the trade deadline when he did that.
Yes.
We are a week away. So you're telling me he's going to do something last minute? Mm-hmm. He knew he had an issue, and he addressed that issue last year several weeks before the trade deadline. Why wouldn't you then do the same thing? You're going to wait till the last minute? We are a week away from the trade deadline.
And Ken, a texter says AB would not have come here because his best friend is on the Bucks, and that's Tom Brady.
Well, I don't know. From what Bruce Arians said, he's the one who wanted him back. It wasn't even Brady.
Right. Tom Brady had nothing to do with that.
Yeah,
Tom Brady didn't even know that Antonio Brown was going to be available.
Give me a break.
Right?
Give me a break.
I mean, I appreciate the fact that Tom has a soft spot for AB and I guess is kind of taking him on as a life reclamation project or whatever. I mean, I don't guess that experiment down there is going to last for very long. I mean,
maybe he helps him win.
Huh?
You think it's that or it's just because Tom?
Oh, I think he knows that he helps him win if he can stay normal. But I think he also, for whatever reason, has made it one of his five proclamations or whatever that he's gonna help the guy as a life mentor, which I think that's a nice thing.
Shocker, that thing is gonna work out perfectly down in Tampa Bay. Scotty Miller, you won't see him no more, right? That, you know, he's a guy that's gonna probably get pushed to the back burner, which is fine. But the guy that you are now gonna see making the Scotty Miller plays is gonna be Antonio Brown.
Right, and you have a team. You have great chemistry on that team, and you're gonna not interrupt that whatsoever by adding Antonio Brown, or as he likes to be called, ME.
So
you're not gonna change that at all.
No, because you think they have an issue with Scotty Miller making plays?
No.
Okay,
no.
So you're just replacing Scotty Miller with Antonio Brown.
But I will say this, Wiggy. I want to see everything go well in Tampa, as you well know. But Mike Evans, he was looking a little frustrated Sunday when I was watching that game.
Yeah.
And the three snippets they allowed me to see on Red Zone.
Yeah, he was. But Mike Evans leads that team in touchdowns, right? So Mike Evans is still getting his touches. Mm-hmm. And I think he was more upset just the way the game was flowing.
So Wiggy says, Bill, make the call to Sean Payton and get it done immediately.
Immediately. Send them Gilmore and get Michael Thomas.
We will be right back.
This is The Greg Hill Show on WEEI. Come on here.
Crossover this morning brought to you by National Lumber. Visit them at national-lumber.com. Dale, good morning.
Good morning, everyone. Hi, are we?
Dale.
Well, Dale.
Big news today. Wiggy has figured out what was wrong with Cam Newton on Sunday.
Everything.
COVID.
Oh.
Brain fog.
Yeah, I heard that, and I heard Bill doesn't agree with him.
Oh.
Bill should see the research that was done on COVID brain fog.
Really? COVID brain fog. Well, look, it could account for a lot of things in this country right now, to be honest with you, including the fact that 35% of the people still think the right guy's the president. So who knows?
Dale, tell us how you really feel.
Great point, Dale.
Oh, my Lord, out of nowhere. Sure.
No, I'm just saying.
Follow the scientists.
Dale, that wasn't
on
the script.
Are you talking about George or Trump?
Well, no.
You mean George Lopez, Chris, because you want to ignore that part, right, Chris?
Yeah, Joe Biden has. They've explained that away as he was referring to George Lopez.
Which is who was interviewing him at the time.
I would tell that to Joe Biden and look at her face when he says George. But.
Dale, have you voted?
I have several weeks ago. Yeah. And they've got this thing in the state that you can go on this website and you can track your ballot. My ballot's already been accepted. My wife's was accepted. My daughter's was. So the three of us in this house are all done and done and dusted, as they like to say.
What's the progress on the other five ballots that you sent in?
Well, I like to parcel them out as best I can, so that I don't get caught and go to federal big boy prison. So, you got to be careful with that sort of thing. It's like lighting an incendiary device on a ballot box. Chances are real good that it's going to be on camera somewhere, you dope.
Yep.
What do people think?
You get caught.
Oh, everybody. Yep. Everything you do, Wiggy.
Yeah, that's it.
They see you.
Yeah. You can't outrun Johnny Law no matter what you try to do.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you just can't do it.
I like voting. I like actually voting on Election Day for some reason.
Not me. I love the mail-in voting.
You're a hard-o,
I loved it. I'm with you, Dale. I loved
Easy.
It. I did mine several weeks ago. It was perfect.
Well, I actually hand-delivered mine to the ballot box here in Bellingham off on my walk one day, and it's, a mile and a half away. It was nice and easy, but if you want to mail it, that's fine. My understanding is if you don't mail it like today, there's a fairly decent chance it's not going to get there by next Tuesday.
No lines, nothing.
No, easy.
Did it right at my kitchen table.
Wiggy wrote in Cam Newton.
I wrote in Kanye West. I was like, I do like the backcourt of Hawkins and Walker, but...
or Kenneth West, as Borat would say.
Yes, correct.
Kenneth West.
My daughter.
That movie was amazing, by the way.
Everybody...
Amazing in what sense, Dale?
How
courageous do you have to be a 24-year-old actress and do the debutante scene?
That was wild.
I thought it was good. Everybody today was kind of ragging on it.
Right.
It was just weird. It was so weird.
Oh, no, it was definitely. So much. Well, that's what a Borat movie is.
You either loved it or hated it. Yeah. That's what I'm like hearing.
You hated
people.
It?
No. People either loved it or hated it.
I know, but which are you? Because you said it wasn't that good.
No, I haven't seen it.
Oh, you haven't.
Okay. I've seen the first one.
Help me out here, Wiggy, because I asked this question yesterday and the guys on the show didn't know. When was the last time you laid on a bed to tuck in your shirt?
When was
the last time you laid down to tuck in your shirt?
Yeah, I think Giuliano. What's his Giuliano? Whatever.
Giuliani. Close enough. That's fine.
Giuliano?
That one was bad, man.
Well, he wasn't paying attention after 9/11 during any of the news coverage.
But how do you not know? Like, how do you not know?
What his name is?
No, when you're in that situation.
That you're being set up.
Right. He's got his hand. I did see that. So like, weird. He's got his hand on her shoulder. Like, how do you not know? Like, you just did an interview with
somebody. Because there's weird people everywhere. And when you're in a job like politics or the public eye, you deal with a lot of very strange people. You meet a lot of weird individuals.
Even if you do, though, Danielle, and you're right, you meet a lot of strange people. I'll give you that. The minute a 24-year-old attractive young lady says, let's go in the bedroom and have a drink.
Yeah, no. You're suspect.
Oh, no, no.
Dale, that's every old guy's like one little flicker of hope in the back of their head.
Yeah,
and they're like, could this be real? I'm going to think it's real.
I mean, how crazy do you have to think that you'd be the president of the United States and having oral sex performed on you by an intern in the Oval Office? I mean, that would never happen.
But he puts his hand on her shoulder. Oh, yeah.
And on her hip.
And you just said it, Dale. There's cameras everywhere, right? So don't you think you'd be like a little bit more, I'm this high-profile guy. Maybe I could be getting...
Are we trying to mentor her?
He was trying to be a mentor. Good job, Greg.
Yes, that's what he was.
Could you just ship that one down to the Giuliani office? Because it's one they haven't come up with
Giuliano.
Yet. Giuliano office.
Come on, dude. Like, really?
He's probably like me. Needs to tuck a shirt into his belt or else he gets belt rub on his fat gut. Oh, so that's probably what he had to do.
You would think you'd go in the bathroom, take your pants down, let your shirt go, because that's what you do, and then put it up so you don't have the shirt panty all right. lines. All
right. I just have never laid down to tuck in my shirt. Well, ever.
You never had a 24-year-old smoke show say, let's go in the bedroom.
I'll thank you to stay out of my personal life, Wiggy. Thank you very much.
How do you know? I don't think Dale would put himself in that type of compromising position. There's one window. Mrs. Arnold leaves the house to go grocery shopping. There's one window of opportunity over there, right there.
I think Dale's
she may go out
that.
The door. Nobody comes in the door. There's the difference here.
She's
right.
a lot you, smarter than that.
What are you guys talking about? Andy's in today,
and we haven't gotten his take on the abomination that we watched on Sunday. Yeah. We'll talk to Keyshawn Johnson as well. I put up one of those quickie Twitter polls this morning about what should the Patriots do by next Tuesday. Three simple answers: buy, sell, or stand pat. I'm surprised because a pretty large majority still say sell. Which means they're like me, they have given up.
But we were talking about this earlier. Don't you think Bill's ego doesn't allow him to be a seller?
It's possible. But he's also kind of a realist, I think. And maybe you have to wait till Sunday. You go out there and throw a stink bomb Sunday like you did this past Sunday. Yeah. Then, you know, the sheen is off. At that point, you got to go.
And I have the perfect deal. I don't know if you heard my... Gilmore to New Orleans for Michael Thomas, and Bill will stick it to Brady and make his offense better.
I mean, I love the idea. Sean Payton has just thrown shade at anybody who has even begun to hint that they're going to trade Michael Thomas, to say nothing of the fact that it cost New Orleans a $20 million cap hit.
Yeah, but you're getting Gilmore in return.
$20 million cap hit.
It's all right. You're getting Gilmore, and you're maybe Bill throws in a draft pick, and you get rid of a guy.
Oh, that takes care of the $20 million.
And you get rid of a guy that you don't want.
They don't want him, you don't think?
No, he's played in one game, and they were throwing shade at him. They suspended him for that game or getting into a fight with his teammates.
Right.
Guys getting fights
but, I mean,
all the
time.
Would
they do that? How old is Gilmore? 31? Would they do that deal?
And by the way, how does he look to you, Wiggy? Gilmore.
I think Gilmore.
COVID fog.
I think Gilmore.
COVID brain fog.
Maybe. No, I'm not on the trash Gilmore thing. I think
I'm not asking you to trash him. I'm just asking. You're a professional football player. I respect your opinion. How's he look?
I think he's been solid. He's given up a lot of penalties, but he's an aggressive player. I'll take that. But if you put him
now, he hasn't looked solid.
If you put
lately.
Him in New Orleans alongside of
he suddenly learned to play again.
No, you put him alongside Malcolm Marcus Lattimore. I mean, that pass defense would be pretty decent.
He's beside some pretty good cornerbacks now.
Nah, listen, I'm telling you, it's a way to stick it to Brady. I think it's a great move.
Well, I mean, that should be our goal in life. Realistically,
well,
because he's been sticking it to us. I mean, every video he puts out, it just drives you crazy.
So more postmortem.
And we'll get Keyshawn's take as well. He's a fun guy to talk to anyway, and usually we can get him telling stories about people. It did surprise me a couple of weeks ago when he didn't realize that Michael Thomas had gotten in trouble for punching out a teammate because Michael Thomas is his cousin.
Literally,
his cousin.
Yeah.
And he didn't know that.
Yeah, you probably can't send the annual Christmas letter out that details everything that happened to the family anymore because of COVID.
Not with that. Can't put that in.
And they've already canceled the Thanksgiving plans for the whole group and everything, you know, with that, what's going on in the world.
Are you following the California guidelines on Thanksgiving?
The outdoor singing thing bothers me because, you know, who doesn't like a good Thanksgiving carol, for the holiday?
What about chanting? I mean, do you do any? Do the Arnolds do any
Gregorian chants?
Yes.
We do some Gregorian chants. Yeah, we like to. Yeah, we
it's very spiritual.
We
got
those things out. In all seriousness, my son and his wife are planning at the moment to come up from Richmond, Virginia. But even we've talked about the possibility that may not be an option here.
Yeah,
what if you guys go to Nesson?
I wonder if they'd let me set up a table, a little card table in the corner type of thing.
They got the back door, you can come right up in.
Hot plate. Chris Curtis is so proud of you, Danielle.
He is.
He's waving in there.
Oh, yeah,
he only wished he'd been smart enough to think of it. I mean, it would have been so good.
He wasn't smart enough.
I love ornery Dan.
That's a W for Danielle on that
one. Thank you.
Well done, Danielle.
Thank you very much.
All right. Dale and Keith is next. We'll be back tomorrow morning. Dale, I'll be listening. And
thanks
to everybody for listening. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.